Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can cut the tension with a knife.
February 20, 2022. InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
I come to you from Austin, Texas. Very honored and blessed to be here. I know every day, alive and on air, still having some semblance of free speech in these dark days is a real blessing, and I place my trust and faith and soul in God's hands. But God helps those that help themselves and gave us the good wits and will and courage and common sense and friends and family and other random people you meet on the road who also want freedom to be able to stand up against this evil. Evil always makes its move. It always seems like it's impossible to defeat until humanity realizes that there's no choice left but to stand up and say no. We've certainly reached that point now. Well, we have Marjorie Taylor Greene about to get her to the studio, and she's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour in studio this evening. Really look forward to that. She has a lot of courage. She's an example of what we need more of in Congress, to say it lightly, to put it lightly. We have that and a lot of big issues we're going to be covering with her in studio here in Austin, Texas tonight. But obviously front and center, there are a lot of conflicting reports about what's happening in Eastern Europe, Northeastern Europe, and what's really about to unfold in Ukraine, where there's been an 8-year proxy war between the globalists and the Russians. Here's just some of the headlines. Russia plans biggest war since 1945, says the British globalist prime minister, who I wouldn't believe a damn word comes out of his mouth, but who knows, it might be true. Russian troops receive orders to proceed with invasion, U.S. intelligence shows. The same U.S. intelligence that says I'm a Russian agent, that's the Daily Mail. But what we do have is video coming out of areas of Russia itself showing Russian armored tanks painted with the letter Z, which would normally be part of a drill, moving towards Ukraine border in huge convoys. So we're going to find out very, very quickly what's really going on. Putin and Macron are meeting right now in an emergency face-to-face meeting, we're told, to halt, quote, escalation. Putin says they're shipping more weapons in and they're launching artillery attacks into eastern Ukraine, Russian-held areas. Well, we know that that's been going on for 8 years. So there's an escalation by both sides. And the Russians, again, have been beefing up their troops in the area because the West has been beefing up troops in the area. And George Soros brags, you overthrow Russia. We are in Russia's backyard. We can't even control our border. The globalists have gotten rid of it. Thousands of people die every few days of fentanyl, many of them children. But that's not a crisis. That's not a problem. That's ordered open. But, oh, backing certain groups in Ukraine who are Russophobes is what we're supposedly all supposed to back right now, so we can help the globalists bring in George Soros-style brainwashing of the youth, which is going on now in Western-controlled areas of Ukraine. So I believe in the Monroe Doctrine. I know America's been an empire since the Spanish-American War and the blowing up of the Maine false flag that triggered that. The anniversary was just last week. But I am not a Russophile. At the same time, I do not lionize all of Russia's activities or behaviors. But you'd be a fool to believe that this is about America spreading freedom into areas of the world. This is about the globalists taking over and are so powerful now. They're not just waging war against individuals and families and our savings and our currencies and our borders and our very existence. They're waging war against other countries and other systems they believe they can push around. And that's how big wars start. And Russia is a nuclear power. We've also got a pretty powerful video of Chuck Todd asked Secretary of State Blinken why Putin didn't escalate during the Trump administration, and he is speechless. That clip's coming up as well. But we've got some really good news when we come back in T-minus 60 seconds. We're live. Please tell folks we are.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this live February 20th Sunday broadcast. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. Myself, Alex Jones, Marjorie Taylor Greene, great member of Congress, probably one of the best members of Congress. She's definitely up there in the top two or three. Amazing courage, amazing understanding of what we face, more of what we need in Congress, no doubt. And Owen Schroyer, my great co-host, and so much more. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we are on the verge of a massively expanded war with Russia. And when Chuck Todd asked Secretary of State Blinken today on one of the Sunday news shows why Putin didn't escalate during the Trump administration, well, we know the reason that that happened. And I'll be talking about that coming up at the start of the next segment. We'll have that video clip for you, and we're going to be getting to all of that. But the answer is Trump did not ship $5 billion of anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles and give it to not just the Ukrainian military, but to the, quote, anti-Russian militia that's been attacking for 7+ years eastern border of Ukraine with Russia. So, yeah, when they tell you there's a war going on, yes, but going on 8 years, and the Russians and others are sick of it. If you look at the polls, they're 50-50, whether they're pro-Russia, pro-West. The point is, it's not our fight. It's not on our doorstep. Our own border's wide open. Our country's collapsing. And this didn't happen under Trump because Trump didn't push the boundaries of NATO. There's been 5 pushes. This is the 5th push. And Russia has said, this far, no further, we have nuclear weapons. So it's not about picking a side here. It's about being a pragmatist and realizing what indeed is going on. We'll be covering that coming up, as I said, for you next segment. I don't know if I can do justice to this today, but who knows what huge news we're breaking tomorrow. So I'm going to try my best here this evening just to talk about something so massively huge and so incredibly positive. But I don't know if this Sunday show is the place to do this. I just don't know with the time we have whether we're able to do that or not. But I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to go ahead and just start getting to this right now, because it really is an epiphany moment. It's a Perry Mason moment where the sunglasses are on like they live, and suddenly you can see what's really going on and what's unfolding. But I've been trying my best for a long, long time to get people to care about
corporate capture, elite capture. Now, these are well-known terms to intelligence agencies and to national police forces and to the Justice Department and to PhD historians and others, but it's something they don't want the public to have any understanding about, because in a republic and in a populist system, we're supposed to have the public in charge of corporate and elite capture. And it's supposed to be done where the whole world sees what's unfolding and the whole world sees what's happening. And we're aware of what these corrupt forces are doing. So we're able to come in because we're aware of that and block them and stop them. But if we don't know what's going on, and if we've been kept in the dark and told by the New York Times and CNN for decades that there is no global conspiracy, there is no Bilderberg group, there is no secret group, there is no plan for world government, there is no plan for world ID, there is no plan to take children from their parents, there is no plan to sexualize your children, there is no plan for forced inoculations, then we can't ever form the political opposition to it, because the system won't even allow a discussion or a debate about it. Well, yesterday, they had a member of parliament try to bring up Klaus Schwab and the globalist takeover and the Great Reset and how more than half the cabinet of Canada is openly controlled by him, and he brags that he runs it. And when the member of parliament tried to bring it up, they cut his mic and told him he couldn't speak. And then they had the socialist leader say, that's fake news, that's not allowed. And they shut down the member of parliament. That's how hardcore the martial law is in Canada, that like North Korea, when they're having one of their staged Politburo meetings, if somebody gets up and criticizes Kim Jong-un, they disappear. Well, now that's happening in Canada. And if you go on Instagram or Twitter or anywhere, I spent hours last night today looking at it. It's incredible. I have more than 20 clips here, and that's just the bare minimum. That's why I said I don't have time to get to it all. It's unbelievable. The whole world's waking up, including premiers, governors of major provinces of Canada are saying, look, foreign banks through the UN and Klaus Schwab took over, and there's been a UN coup. And then people go to the local airport, and there's just UN aircraft everywhere. And, yeah, jets, big passenger jets landing with UN troops with the UN on the side. And so Canada's really waking up that it was seen as soft, compliant, and weak, which it wasn't. It was just confident and happy and working hard. And it's been targeted by corporate global government takeover, ladies and gentlemen. Now, since they showed this at night, it gets worse during the day. This is all these jets, big jets, with UN on them. They've now blacked out the UN tags, and it looks like put black paint over it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is next level. I mean, we have lived to see the attempted world government takeover, and it's collapsing in Australia. It's collapsing in New Zealand. It's collapsing in Europe. It's collapsing here. They already had to back off forced inoculation in Austria, Hitler's home, because their own police and military said, we're about to overthrow the government, and the public got more aggressive once they tried that. So this is all Klaus Schwab and the New World Order trying their takeover. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to have MGT in here in the second hour. I'm going to go right through this hour, and I'm going to hit the big Russia news in the last segment of this hour. But when I come back for the next two segments, I'm going to play you the most astonishing, amazing stuff we've ever played here, okay? Most of this is new, a lot of it's old, but I want to show you what's happening, and then in live time, shutting down members of parliament who bring up, hey, Klaus Schwab brags he controls Trudeau. Not true, sorry, you can't talk, you're shut down. That's fake news. So it's not just fake news to shut Alex Jones down when he tells you something that's true. Now it's live time having to shut up the members of parliament. Now you got to shut up Joe Rogan. Now you got to shut up Tucker Carlson. Now, like, major famous Muslims are coming out against the Great Reset and the New World Order. And I mean, so Hollywood people are coming out against it. Folks get this is bad. Folks get this is evil. And they've decided to reject this poison. Evil's always trying to force feed you poison. All you got to do is throw it up. See, that doesn't sit too well. You know, I think I'm going to, yeah. You know, you kind of make the decision to go out and eat something bad. You go, yeah, I think that might have been bad fish. That might have been, I think I'm going to go to the bathroom. No, I only do it every once a year or so, but I'll eat something that doesn't sit well. And other people get food poisoning I go out to dinner with. It's happened before. Not this guy. I'm the opposite of bulimic. I love food. But once a year or so, I'll eat something, and it doesn't sit well. And it makes me something I ate at a gas station or something. And I just go vomit that out. And we just got to say, hey, you know what, Klaus Schwab? You know what, Bill Gates? You know what, New World Order? You know what, Ted Turner and all you world government people? You force-fed us all this, but we reject it. What did God say in the Bible? You were hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. You were lukewarm, I spit you out of my mouth. Got to spit them out of our mouth. We'll be right back. This is big news.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Other fights and the police actions and things the different countries have been in. You think about an enemy with military trying to take over the infrastructure of the other group and have the people surrender. But you don't invade a country that is going to fight back. You don't invade a country that won't submit. You invade people that are known to be soft and passive and easily scared into control. So you build a virus, you release it, you create incredible fear, you block treatments. You then inject people with more poison to make them sick. So they're scared and under your control. And we've got Klaus Schwab, who's the former head of the Bilderberg Group, big globalist secret power group that I've exposed and others have. And you've got them creating the Davos Group in the 70s under Henry Kissinger's direction. He worked directly for Kissinger, went to Harvard, trained by Kissinger, all of it. And then by the 90s, they've gotten thousands of leaders, mainly the children of rich people, billionaires, like Bill Gates and others. And almost all the prime ministers and presidents you see now, trained by them in global governance. And then he writes 4 books on the subject. He gives speeches. He goes all over television and brags that we've penetrated governments and we control governments. And if you go to his Wikipedia page, it has a quote, him saying, "We capture your democracies. The people do not need to be in charge." So he's another crazy German that thinks he should rule the world. And he works with a bunch of other evil groups doing it. But what's important is I've been harping on this group and making films about it for decades and warning you they were going to use the virus for control, but now it's everywhere. From Joe Rogan's latest podcast to Tucker Carlson to everywhere, and exploded online, people waking up and actually going and looking at who is in their parliament and who is in the cabinet of the government and who are their presidents and prime ministers, and they're finding out almost all of them, whether it's Latin America or the Middle East or Africa or Europe, or Canada, is them. And now you've got Eastern European leaders and the Mexican president that's a liberal and conservative leaders, Bolsonaro, all saying this is a corporate coup, a scientific takeover of the planet. That is a magic moment, ladies and gentlemen, where people finally get it. So I've got more than 20 of these clips, and I'll probably make a documentary on this the next few weeks, a quick film, because people are really ready for this right now, and the zeitgeist is here. I'm also intending to write a book on this subject. We're working on it right now. But this is just so huge. Here is a major conservative member of parliament censored for pointing out the World Economic Forum, the Davos Group's corrupt influence over Trudeau's government. When this first broke on Friday, people thought it was fake. They went and found the HD and off the government channel. It's real. But notice, first they say, "Oh, your feed's bad. We can't hear you," which was true. Then the socialist leader, who's there in person, minding and all, pops in and says, "It's not true. It's disinformation that Klaus Schwab brags he runs Trudeau." Even though I have 5 clips of him saying exactly that, and we're going to get to him. So this has really captured people's imagination, and they're finally getting it. So they don't even want members of parliament in a country captured by these people to do it. And the finance minister declared financial martial law, said they'll take your bank accounts and track what you do without a warrant. She announced yesterday at a press conference it's permanent. She said, we're permanently doing this. And then another top liberal, they call him labor member, said, oh, being a Trump supporter, we're going to take your bank account. And even people on mainstream TV are like, that's crazy. And then the graduate of Klaus Schwab's system, his cult, his intelligence agency, his private intelligence agency of New Zealand, they've got tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands protesting there peacefully, and she says they're terrorists and that free speech isn't allowed. And even the police tell her what she's doing is wrong. So they're all following orders of the corporations that think they can put puppets in charge of governments and have them lock us in our houses, forcibly inject us, tell us we're non-essential, starve us, shut down our businesses, and that we're not smart enough to organize and figure out what they're doing. But whether it's Trudeau of Canada or whether it's the puppet of New Zealand or whether it's any of these puppets, they all have one thing in common as a governor in Canada came out and said, a premier, is they're all very weak-minded and very stupid. And that's true. Because these are the quislings. These are the useful idiots. These are the people inside your fortress that lower the drawbridge for the enemy to take over. And what does the enemy always do when they take over? They put to the sword the idiots that open the gate. Here it is. Canada, a member of parliament censured and censored for pointing out WEF's corrupt influence. Here it is.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I listened to my colleague's speech. I had a constituent that wanted me to ask a question about outside interference to our democracy. Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, and he bragged how his subversive WEF, World Economic Forum, has, quoted, infiltrated governments around the world. He said that his organization had penetrated more than half of Canada's cabinet. And I was wondering, in the interest of transparency, could the member please name which cabinet ministers are on board with the WEF's agenda? My concern is the deputy.
Order. I know he was. I know that the member was in a really good question there, but the audio is really, really bad, and the video is really, really bad as well. And I apologize. I don't know if the member. Okay. Let's try again. The honorable member for Timmins James Bay.
Mr. Speaker, that member was promoting open disinformation. That's not debate. We have to call it disinformation.
We're getting into debate again.
So, I forgot, it's worse than I've said. Trudeau suspended the government and the elected representatives when he declared that martial law a week ago. And then they told all the other members of parliament, don't be there, you can't be there. But then they opened it up for the left to be there. Everything's a deception, everything's a test. Everything's to see what they can get away with. And so the conservatives and others, they're digital, coming in via Zoom or whatever system they use. But the left's there to honcho and run it all. Now, this totally has freaked out the people of Canada. It's got tens of millions of views, the different versions of it. And Canada's only 32 million people or so. So, again, once you identify the shadow government, once you identify it's a foreign outside group, once you identify that it wants to collapse you to then get you on welfare with a universal basic income to control you, once you know that, it's game over, baby, and it's happening everywhere. Very positive time. Of course, I have a clip of Klaus Schwab talking about it. Their answer is to launch a cyber attack and to basically cut the power off and bring in total, complete control using that and wars. Of course, I didn't just tell you that today. I told you that months and months ago. But I have the clip of Klaus Schwab saying, the power outage, the cyber attack will make COVID look like a wonderful thing. And he smiles because he knows.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandit Video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I'm really proud of humanity, and I'll just tell you point blank, I'm doing this because I want to survive, I want to live, I want to have a future, I know God's real, I want to stand up against evil. And so every victory we have, I just see that as my mission and what we're supposed to do. But I am really proud of all of you because I know this audience of activists is at the very core of the fight. And I don't have words to describe how amazing you are. And really makes me proud of this crew and everything we've done together. That we're going to really get attacked hard because the enemy knows we're the detonation point of this thing. But InfoWars, standing on the shoulders of great patriots that came before us, has been the tip of the spear. And we've got a real fighting chance against these people now. and humanity's really waking up and fighting back because of you and your support of this broadcast and your word of mouth and your prayer and what you did. This is real world stuff, and you did it. Yeah, God's in charge, but God works through you. And if you don't take action, well, then the dog doesn't hunt. And I'm here to tell you, folks, this dog wants to hunt, but I can't hunt without you, and together we're doing it. This is real. This ain't Hollywood crap. This isn't all the fake New World Order BS in the world. This is real, and this is happening. Maximum Red Alert. Saturday emergency broadcast. Western leaders claim war with Russia has already begun. MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, live in studio, coming up next hour. So let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen, with the biggest news. And again, I'm going to have to make like an hour-long, quick, fast mini-documentary on this or something, because the wheels are coming off the New World Order right now. All the best, I mean, I say all, like the top 20 best-selling books last year, all about the Great Reset. People get it now. It's good news. And so, this is very exciting. I just pledged a member of Parliament being censored for saying that Trudeau pledges allegiance to the Great Reset. Let's just start with clip 13. Here's Klaus Schwab 2 years ago saying, use COVID to create an angrier world. They want us all angry and killing each other when the resources are cut off and people don't go to work and the infrastructure collapses. Because that's how stuff works. You may not think your job is very important, but especially if you're a farmer or an engineer or a power plant worker or a guy that puts power lines up or a school teacher. I mean, everything has an effect. And if they don't go to work, stuff starts breaking down. And people starve to death in the third world, and then we collapse, and we starve to death. And that's what Schwab brags about, how great it is and how they're cutting the carbon footprint and giggling. He's a murdering depopulationist. Sorry, let's get the clips. So he's telling you, well, the angrier world is coming. But he doesn't think he'll get the blame. See, he'll keep doing this with his corporate controllers until he gets the blame. The minute he doesn't think he'll get away with it, they're going to stop. So I've been like, attack the establishment politically, expose them, emergency, emergency. Everything we do is on this. And now, finally people get it, and it's amazing. So God is good, my friends. God is real, and God is in control. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of this demon. He's the front man, but he's the head demon, with the devils above him, giving him the orders, and here he is admitting his plan.
I don't know how it will play out in November, but what we know is that we will end up with many more unemployed, and particularly also people in the gray economy, which are not counted for, who lose their jobs. So we will see definitively a lot of anger already now, but probably increased by the end of the year, because this crisis will be with us until we really have found a remedy. So
So his whole plan, he writes books, is we're going to crash the economy. They order the lockdowns to make you poor and collapse and then offer you a new utopia with a digital ID and universal income that he controls. So here he is last year talking about a cyber attack and getting very excited. How you think COVID was a bad lockdown, which he said was a good. He said it was good for the earth. Well, wait till the cyber attack turns your lights out. Here it is.
But still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our preparedness for a potential cyber pandemic.
So they're the saviors when they launch it. They're prepared. You're not. They consolidate total control. The top 100 billionaires double their money during this operation that they triggered. And there he is admitting it all. He wants a post-industrial world. He pushed longer lockdowns. And when they collapse society, he poses as your savior. Here he is on Charlie Rose talking about during the Great Reset, during the cyber takeover, during the Fourth Industrial Revolution, we changed your genetics, not the earth. Here it is.
For medical science.
And you see, the significance of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing.
Right.
Just as an example, it's you who are changed. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Before they launch COVID.
And offers certain kinds of possibilities that have to be careful about. You know, when you began to do that kind of gene editing, some people worry that you were changing what it means to be human.
That's the problem. Of course, the new industrial revolution offers us many opportunities, but it raises many fold questions.
Now you know what they did to you. You know, I'm going to play clip 8, Alberta Premier Jason Kenney talks about the Great Reset, does the best job boiling it down in a very conservative way in 4.5 minutes. That's coming up. But let's go to clip 5. She's on the board of the World Economic Forum, the Davos Group. She works directly for Klaus Schwab. She's written books about world government and depopulation. Her grandfather was the number 2 under Joseph Goebbels. Can't make that up. Head propagandist in Eastern Europe when the Nazis occupied it. And Chrystia Freeland, who is the economic minister over Canada, the deputy prime minister, she declared martial law last week, no due process, take your bank accounts. Now they say it's permanent. And then she mentions a economic system. Schwab has announced with the UN a global system that will cashless society track what you do. Here's part of it.
In terms of the financial instruments which our government is using right now to act against these illegal blockades and illegal occupation.
You know what? Hit pause. Stop. This is a 2-minute clip, and I went to it about 30 seconds late. I'm going to come back with that. But when she says illegal blockades, they're blockading and saying if you don't take shots, you can't have a job. They're saying you got to have 5, 6, 7, 8 shots. Trudeau's bought the shots out many years saying this is the new normal. They're blockading us. They're putting us under siege. They're controlling us. They're telling us we're not essential. They admit it's their fourth industrial revolution to take over our bodies. I have C-SPAN interviews with Bill Gates and Fauci saying, oh, we need a virus out of China to blow up the FDA regulatory system so we can get instant authorization of this to have our revolution. When I come back, I'm going to play the clip of her saying, we need this to be permanent. Everyone watched in live time. And then the other minister says, anybody that supports Trump will have his bank accounts taken. I have the deputy minister saying that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Taylor Greene's getting ready to come in studio next hour with us here on the Alex Jones Show. And remember, I said I have over 20 clips, it's actually more than that, with them admitting they run governments, admitting they've taken over society, admitting they're in full control. And we're going to get to those. But here is the finance minister, the deputy prime minister of Canada, who openly is on the board of directors of the Bilderberg Group's public organization, the World Economic Forum, that's running all this, saying now this is going to be a permanent emergency. We need permanent powers. And now we have the police saying any conservative protesting against lockdowns is illegal. Biden has that in his national announcements as well from June of last year, that any protesting against lockdowns is terror. This convicts them. This proves how bad they are. Let me finish that clip, though, that we went to with her announcing just this is just Friday. This is 2 days ago that, oh, we need to make the emergency permanent for anybody we don't like, without a court order, without anything. The government, that means them, that's what they want, is the world cashless society, the social credit score, based on that vaccine passport. The bureaucrats say with the banks who can have bank accounts and who can't. Here it is.
In terms of the financial instruments which our government is using right now, to act against these illegal blockades and illegal occupation, we reviewed very, very carefully the tools at the disposal of the federal government. And we used all the tools that we had prior to the invocation of the Emergencies Act, and we determined that we needed some additional tools. Now, some of those tools we will be putting forward measures to put those tools permanently in place. The authorities of FinTrack, I believe, do need to be expanded to cover crowdsourcing platforms and payment platform and their payment providers. So that is something that we need to do, and we will do, and that needs to be in place permanently.
Let's shut that down. It goes on the full clips on InfoWars. And FinTrack's this whole UN global government system. And you can go to the World Economic Forum, and she is the deputy prime minister and the deputy head of the World Economic Forum. She's on the board of directors of it. Here's Klaus Schwab. You saw that member of parliament on Friday go, hey, Klaus Schwab brags that he, you know, controls half the parliament in Canada, many other parliaments, or half the cabinet of the government of the prime minister. And they're like, sorry, that's disinfo. You can't talk about that, even though they brag about it. Here's one of the clips they're talking about.
Prime Minister, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, friends. As you know, the theme of this annual meeting is mastering the fourth industrial revolution. I couldn't imagine anybody who could represent more the world which will come out of this fourth industrial revolution. It certainly will be a world, hopefully, if we take the right decisions, which will be a diverse world characterized by plurality. It will be a world which will combine significant investments into the future, into our soft and hard infrastructure, with fostering entrepreneurial activity.
And he goes on to say in the clip that we have on screen, you can see it for TV viewers, that Trudeau is the ultimate example of this great reset and their takeover. But here's the actual clip I wanted. I guess we got them mixed up. There's so many. This is Klaus Schwab with David Gergen at the Kennedy Center bragging that he controls the cabinet and controls many of the leaders of the world. And his favorite example of this is Justin Trudeau.
When I mention our name, like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
Mm-hmm.
But what we are very proud of now, the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of this cabinet, or even more, half of this cabinet are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
And that's true in Argentina, too. Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's true in Argentina as well.
It's true in Argentina.
Let's cut that off. He goes on and brags. It's everywhere. People are on to him. Now, here's something good before we go to break and come back with MTG. Marjorie Taylor Greene in studio next hour. So excited. Alberta Premier Jason Kenney talks about the Great Reset and lays it out in very simple to understand terms. This is so important, and we're going to start the next hour, whether you're listening on AM and FM, local TV, however, tell folks tune in that they don't want you to hear this. The revolution against tyranny is now. Here's part of this patriot, a major governor, premier up in Canada.
Ricky Butterworth, or it might be Cindy Butterworth, says, where do you stand on the Great Reset the Liberals are planning on introducing? Well, let me just say that, first of all, what is this Great Reset? Pierre Polyev, the Federal Conservative Finance Critic, recently raised concerns about this, and then he was attacked by some in the media and by the Liberals for supposedly circulating conspiracy theories. Well, the Great Reset is actually the name of a book by a very prominent advocate of it. His name is Klaus Schwab. He sent me a copy. I guess he sent one to probably every government leader around the world. And Klaus Schwab's thesis in his book is that we should, governments and societies, the world, should, quote, seize the opportunity of the public health and economic crisis to reimagine the world and radically change policies. Now, in what ways? I would describe it as a grab bag of left-wing ideas for less freedom and more government, for more government intervention, for policies that would, I think, create massive poverty. Particularly energy policy, policies that he is advocating. So Klaus Schwab, by the way, is the president and founder of the World Economic Forum, also known as the Davos Summit. I call it the biggest gathering of global hypocrites in history. It's the it's a little ski village in Switzerland, and every, I think, February, a couple of thousand super rich people, a lot of billionaires, millionaires, global CEOs, and politicians fly into Davos with hundreds of private airplanes. They go into Switzerland, and they spend a week basically lecturing the rest of the world, including especially working women and men, about how they should reduce their carbon footprint. The hypocrisy in that crowd is so thick you can't even cut it with a knife. And so, no, I'm not going to be taking any policy direction from Klaus Schwab or his ilk. But, and what I find offensive, look, the so-called Great Reset is not a conspiracy theory. It is a actual set of concrete proposals being advocated by some very influential people, and including, apparently, by Prime Minister Trudeau, who clearly alluded to it, referred to it, quoted from it, the Schwab theory, in a speech he gave to the United Nations a couple of months ago. So it's not a conspiracy theory to talk about that. Those are the folks advocating it. And I think it's perfectly legitimate for democratically elected leaders, for me to say, heck no, we're not going to exploit or take the take advantage of a crisis to advance a political agenda. If we're actually all in this together, like we keep saying, then how about we focus on the crisis, on protecting lives and livelihoods, helping people get through this, and how about after that, instead of exploiting the crisis to impose on democratic societies a whole bunch of failed socialist policy ideas, how about instead we get refocused on generating economic growth, on recreating some of the trillions of dollars of wealth that will have been destroyed, of restarting some of the hundreds of thousands of businesses that will have gone under, of obsessively focusing on getting the millions, the tens of millions around the world back to work. Those who have suffered most in the COVID era have been the poorest around the world. And so the notion that we would then drive them further into energy poverty through Klaus Schwab's policy agenda is, I just frankly find it offensive. So no, it's not a conspiracy, and nor is it a conspiracy theory. I think it's just very distasteful and regrettable that influential people would explicitly seek to take advantage of a crisis.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.